This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
How you like me now?
You know, Candace Owens is a super good-looking, super smart, on-target lady. And it's like 4 months went by. She hadn't been back on the show. Should have gotten her on. And she's under all this attack for just saying black people are on a loveless plantation. So are women. It's just a way to victimize them and politically control them. And now Tom Arnold has come out and called Candace Owens to suck racist you-know-what. So she can, you can say something sexist to a woman. Very brutal. And it's okay as long as she's a conservative. I know Tom Arnold's talked about how he wants to kick my butt and stuff like that. What a bobblehead, shell-out, narcissist demon. He's who you don't want to be. Candace Owens is who you want to be. Tom Arnold. What a joke. And, you know, I didn't get to this Hillary thing, but just remember Comey. He told Congress that he reopened the investigation to Hillary's servers because he thought it was the lesser of two evils. And then he closed it a few days later. It was all because they wanted to be able to say they'd reviewed it, because Eric Prince and others, actually Doug Hagman, revealed it a day before Prince. And I'm not keeping score, it's just a fact. That's why they hate us. That Eric Prince said that his sources said that they had a copy of the hard drive. That's why they finally then had to go after him and indict Wiener. So that's all the stuff that's going on. And you got Hillary at Penn State, the pedophile command base, sitting up there talking about how, oh, Trump's mean to the media and Trump's mean. And he's, no, they're attacking him. They're calling for shutting down conservative libertarian speech everywhere. Hillary is calling for it in the speech. Meanwhile, comic legend Mel Brooks denounces political correctness. I think it's only a sliver that really love political correctness. Everybody else likes the truth, which is different. Mel Brooks gets it, but see, that's the tyranny. Meanwhile, Hillary wants your free speech. It's all on, ladies and gentlemen. And Kanye West has gone public saying, we need to come out of the plantation. We need to understand that we need to have thought rights. We got free speech, just not thought rights. What's the exact quote? I've got one of them here. It's up on Infowars.com. But let's go out to break with some of Hillary. Here it is.
And he has repeatedly threatened Amazon, because Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post, a newspaper defying the odds and showing what many thought was a dying business model can be a success. For anyone who thinks our country isn't vulnerable to propaganda or attempts to suppress free expression, you only have to look at the 2016 election.
Oh, stop again.
Which was a...
Where Google and Twitter and Facebook, all on record, and the WikiLeaks show, gamed everything for you, rigged the debates, gave you all the questions beforehand, fake polls, fake town halls with actors. And that's all admitted. And you want to change the subject. And she has behind her. Put the video up again, please. If you have your TV viewer, I want to show people this. The Penn State says the freedom to write. It's the EU, it's the globalists, it's the UN that's trying to take the individual's right to write and to speak and to assemble. But she sits up there, this authoritarian witch, arrogantly in front of all these people. Ms. Clinton gave the Arthur Miller Freedom to Write lecture at Penn America's World Voice Festival in New York City. What a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Truly sickening. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Those are the sites they hate. Those are the sites they dread. The live feeds, the podcasts, the videos, all of it is kryptonite to these demons. All of it is sunlight to vampires. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. As Bibles green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, Kanye West has come under fire, blasting thought police after he's attacked for endorsing conservative commentator. We have freedom of speech, but not freedom of thought. Alan West, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are at war with conservatives online. It's time to fight back. I'm going to get into that article. Kanye West's embrace of black Trump supporter not well received. San Francisco Chronicle. Oh, by the leftist. All about, oh, you're not popular. You're not cool. Kanye West tweets admired controversial YouTuber Candace Owens sparks angry backlash and accusations that he is a black Donald Trump. How dare him talk about this woman that feminist groups contacted and tried to bully and then had groups harass her posing as conservatives so they could try to take control of her media organization. How dare him stand up for her? Meanwhile, I was getting into Hillary Clinton. We're going to get back into that. But Tom Arnold has come out in a monstrous attack on Candace Owens and said, you need to suck racist you-know-what. So you can make a sexually violent, you know, aggressive thing towards a woman, but only if you're a leftist. They can do whatever comedy they want. They can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. It's okay. One correction here I need to make that I just noticed. I was watching this Hillary video this morning on InfoWars.com, Steve Watson article about it, and it had like what looked like Independence Hall when they showed the side shot. You can find that on the video for TV viewers. There's a shot where it's a side shot on the video. I know I watched this morning. You know, not the frontal shot in the video. It's a side shot. And it's like Independence Hall. It's like Independence Hall, and it says Penn and all that. And I knew that she was a big buddy with Penn State. She speaks there a lot. So I said, look at her speaking at Penn State, you know, where they had all the big problems and the compromise and the president arrested for covering up the pedophilia and Sandusky and all of it. And then I realized, I said, let me look into that where she was speaking. It's Penn America, not associated with that. Penn America, a journal for writers and readers, is an annual literary journal that features fiction, poetry, conversation, criticism, memoir. So no affiliation with Penn State. But I noticed, I'm just saying this, they've got a lady there in a group that's about the freedom to write and free speech, which is laudable by Penn America. So good for them and their slogan, which was really blowing me away. I thought, does Penn State have that logo? I thought it was something else. I thought it was like a part of Penn State. So, you know, the point is, here she is anti-free speech, saying get rid of free speech in the name of protecting free speech in her speech. It's just unbelievable. So back her speech up to the beginning, because I want to play this in context. This is really, really out of control, ladies and gentlemen, that everything she says is exactly what they're actually doing. And then these big monopolies that get taxpayer money like Amazon, Google, Twitter, Facebook that are caught doing all these horrible things, working with the Democrats. She wants a total ban on conservatives, libertarians, you name it. Europe's already doing it. And then she spins that and speaks at a pro-free speech group. It's just incredible. So my conflating those two things, I apologize to Pet America for getting that wrong. But I do want to ask Pet America, are you going to say something about her being so anti-free speech saying this? Let's go ahead and roll that video of her speaking.
For anyone who thinks our country isn't vulnerable to propaganda or attempts to suppress free expression, you only have to look at the 2016 election.
Stop it. Stop it. I get we missed this in the whole fog of battle. I want to back the tape up to the beginning. So we got it backed up? Okay, here it is.
Well, today we have a president who seems to reject the role of a free press in our democracy. Although obsessed with his own press coverage, he evaluates it based not on whether it provides knowledge or understanding, but solely on whether the daily coverage helps him and hurts his opponents. He has referred to the media as an enemy of the people. He has suggested that broadcast licenses of some news networks should be challenged. He wants to block the sale of CNN to AT&T for the same reason. And he has repeatedly threatened Amazon because Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post, a newspaper defying the odds and showing what many thought was a dying business model can be a success. For anyone who thinks our country isn't vulnerable to propaganda.
You know, let's stop again right there. Hold on. Bezos is showing us that newspapers can be profitable again when the New York Times and all of these groups are running at a loss. They made a little bit of money during the election. They were totally imploding, going bankrupt. They had a little bit of money during the election. They're all in free fall again. That's another lie. Everything she does is to prop up the establishment. Bezos is putting hundreds of millions a year into that organization and making staff cuts and taking their benefits and because he's a good liberal and they love abuse. And then she sits there and lies about that. Continue.
He isn't vulnerable to propaganda or attempts to suppress free expression. You only have to look at the 2016 election, which was a case study in the weaponization of false information and outright lies against our democracy.
Pause.
We now,
Hillary, what you always do is take things out of context, or we do devil's advocate, or we correct something, then you spin it. You're a known liar who had weaponized media against the American people, the same Google, Twitter, Facebook, that the Arab Spring was influenced with, in your own words. So again, let's continue. This is Hillary's speech from yesterday. Here it is.
Know that Russian agents used Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, even Pinterest. I still am trying to figure that one out. But they use these very well-trafficked sites to place targeted attack ads and negative stories intended not only to hurt me, but more importantly and lastingly, to fan the flames of division within our society.
I'll stop again. I want to take this speech and then take the WikiLeaks and emails to her and emails she's sending about how do we create division? I hate my supporters. They're dumb people and baristas. How do we fan the flames of cultural war? That's what the left does. It's come out in document after document. Soros documents came out a few months ago where they wanted to cause martial law in Maryland in 2015 to keep Obama in office and tried to cause race war. Again, I can't listen anymore, but that's enough of her. When we come back, Zach is a great military intelligence source who's now in another area of the government slash private industry. He's been on TV. He's been on the radio before. He's been in print. His name is Zach. The government knows who he is. Been picked up by the FBI twice, threatening him that he better not tell any secrets on air, when all he's doing is giving you views as a citizen who understands this stuff. He got picked up again, and he is a brave person today. in the San Francisco airport. We've not had contact with him in over 30 minutes, and I've got all of his text messages here relayed via the producer to my phone, and I'm going to go over what happened to him on the other side. He was going to be joining us. I had some other guests I canceled. He was going to be joining us in the third hour today. He was on yesterday and laid out plans by the globalists to launch false flags in this country to blame Trump and to try to destabilize everything. False flags aimed at the left. And obviously, that's the next move. And then I have other sources basically saying the same things, including high-level CIA. And so continually, it's the FBI in certain leftist offices like San Francisco, you notice, that just made their move. And, of course, now Al-Qaeda and ISIS that have been supported by CNN and others in the Arab Spring, they now have, you know, videos and propaganda out that they're going to attack the Federal Reserve, the CNN, the UN, to make it look like when those attacks come that those are good organizations because, oh, look, ISIS attacked them. So that's what's going on. It's all coming up straight ahead. We're in a fight, a civil war for the future of this country. Please stay with us. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we were going to have Zach on, who is a great intelligence source and worked in many different areas of the government, not to give us anything secret, but to give his research intelligent view on what's happening politically in the country. Now, yesterday he got into false flags being planned against leftist organizations here in the country to make them even more victims in everybody's eyes, so they can run around and call for conservative and libertarian and pro-Trump media to be banned because they're poor, dear, sweet little victims. Well, this came in at 10:45, and then I just go through the text messages until he went silent about 45 minutes ago at the San Francisco International Airport, where he was preparing to fly out to Dubai on one of his missions. And he's declared national security. The FBI, the police are there. They're trying to get his hard drives. As of the times, they apparently took his cell phone. He went dark. He's been picked up twice before and taken into the military base. Well, once he was picked up, taken to the FBI, another time into CENTCOM. And then they just go over his hard drives, everything, to make sure he quote, doesn't have anything classified. They're trying to threaten him to quit speaking, even though his job is something that he's allowed to have those things, but it has nothing to do with what he's saying on air. He got visited last week in Palo Alto to look at what he was doing by the FBI, even though it's within his job, and he's supported by the group he's with. I am currently being detained at San Francisco International Airport by the Department of Homeland Security and two FBI agents. They are claiming an issue with external hard drives in one of my security team carry-on bags. Legal team en route from San Jose. War of words between everyone here. We won't unlock the hard drives. Demanding a warrant. Intimidation at its finest. This was planned. I am en route to Dubai and have had flight scheduled for over a week. Not the first time they've used TSA like this with me. All is on the up and up, and I'll be good. I intend to eat breakfast and do an interview as scheduled once at the terminal. I will keep you updated as this unfolds. We obviously razzled them on yesterday's show. We will keep you updated. Attorneys arriving very shortly. Doing all we can to make the flight. We'll get booked. Big meetings. Can't say the rest. And then it goes on. Yeah, I know what it says. I'm not going to say it on air. Thanks. Attorneys and local law enforcement going at it right now. This is complete BS. FBI has no integrity. They know exactly who I am. Claiming national security is ridiculous. Still fairly intense. I am silent to all questions asked. Hopefully it works out. Claiming my security guy was aggressive towards an agent because he would not allow them to take our hard drives. Law enforcement officer just told me to stay cool. We will get you out of here, and thanks for your service. Knows me, possibly. We'll keep you updated. Thanks, guys. I know what it says. I'm not going to read that on air. Anyways, so that's what's going on in this country to intimidate free speech. And meanwhile, Hillary's at a free speech group talking about how we need to shut down free speech in the country. Simply mind-blowing that this type of stuff goes on. And it gives me a headache to sit there and see it all unfold this way. But it's a fight. It's a war. It's on. Now, we have not heard back from Zach, so we don't really know what happened to him. But I think it's time for Zach to come on air, and he's one of many, many sources I have. But he's been a really good source. I noticed that all these so-called mainstream media outlets, the day after the Vegas attack, said Jones just claimed on his phone that some random tip told him that the Vegas shooter was connected to gun running and the Middle East and all the rest of this. I was told face-to-face in the morning what was going on, but was told to hold off till our source, face-to-face, who's worked for the CIA, you name it, got the go-ahead. I then got texted the green light with what had been relayed to him to read it on air. I didn't read all of it on air because I thought some of it was not good to read on air. The media just goes, oh, Jones claims a source just randomly texting. No, it wasn't a source just randomly texting me. It was somebody who at 6:30 in the morning had been in my kitchen eating breakfast with me on the phone with the FBI hostage rescue team. You think they're a little pissed off that we have those sources? Yeah. They said, hold off at 8 in the morning after I was briefed on what was going on. You'll be given what you can say if you choose to go with it when we text you. Boom, get the text, I read it, and the media spins it like I'm just sitting there making all of this up. That's what they do, because they make stuff up all day. They have fake sources. They have all this fake garbage. What came out later? Saudi Arabian, a big event was happening there with the military. A conference, he was connected to gun running. They came in, he thought it was a gun running operation. They killed him, set him up, shot everything up. Civil war, as a message to Trump, as a message to where he makes money, hotels, entertainment, casinos. It was a leftist hotel. The very floor was owned by the Crown Prince, who now is turned against the globalists, reportedly on the surface. And I already had all that intel. And Zach had the same intel and more. And Zach's just somebody that's willing to go on air. Because one faction has told him, you do it, we'll back you. The other faction is really going after him. This is big boy stuff. This is the real world. And he's bucking, and so are my other sources, that Sessions is good. Sessions is compromised, ladies and gentlemen. And QAnon keeps saying, oh no, you know, it's going to be good. Well, QAnon is not the end-all be-all. That's just another group of people that are, we think, patriots, but I Karl Rove was on Fox this morning going, Trump doesn't have any Russian collusion. I mean, he needs to leave Mueller and Rosenstein and everybody there. Stop acting guilty. You know, blah, blah, blah. We need to find out how the Russians control the election, though. That's another hoax he pushes. And no discussion from Karl Rove in two segments on Fox while I was on the elliptical this morning. No discussion from Karl Rove about Hillary and the WikiLeaks and the crimes and the Russians and Uranium One and the globalists and the Chinese communists and the infiltration and the secret servers. Never any of that. Just Trump better leave Mueller alone. He's a Boy Scout. No, Mueller and Comey aren't Boy Scouts. They're globalists. They're scumbags. They're out of control. They're covering up for the Clintons. And so I'm not scared of their ever-widening fake investigation. Now into Stormy Daniels and raiding his lawyer. I'm scared of them being out of control and a fifth branch of government that thinks it's God with this evil globalist anti-free speech media trying to stop an American recovery. The globalists are American haters. They've been recruited because they are. They're our enemies. And after 2 years of a witch hunt, nothing's been found, so they're expanding it. Karl Rove needs to go back to his normal business of getting into the Republican money and making sure it doesn't go to any good use so he can buy more big houses. Stick a fork in Turd Blossom. He was done the day George W. crapped him into a toilet bowl.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Come on, baby.
Zach, with his security detail, going to Dubai, very busy fellow, and when his identity comes out, people are going to go, wow, because this guy was in the news 10 years ago and 5 years ago. I mean, he's run operations, and he's been a patriot that stands up and speaks out. It's like Tosh Plumlee. Now at, 80-something years old, he's now right at 80. He's retired to South America for his safety. They were trying to kill him. Tosh Plumlee was the main church committee witness, and then he was the main witness on Iran-Contra. And then he was friends with El Chapo. I mean, he's a living legend. Had him on air. Listeners, most of them didn't get what was happening. He exposed the whole Benghazi deal. He blew the whole thing wide open first here. And I can't tell you the things they did to him. He is now left to South America. And it's the same thing. Tosh Plumlee was friends with Fidel Castro and flew him his first guns in the late 50s. He was still flying missions in his late 70s. And then 3 years ago, retired. All right, we just got a hold of Zach. They just gave him his cell phone back. He will be out of the detention area, he says, in 10 minutes, and will exclusively be on for only a few, but they may already miss their flight to Dubai, so we'll see what happens. So I've got that information coming in. You know, if America knew how real this was, we would fix this so quickly. But they put out all this background BS, all this background garbage. And then people don't know what's really real. And then they'll take real issues we're covering, but then a mistake about how we covered it and make it all about that instead of the whole larger enchilada and play games. But they fear us because they fear you. They fear free speech. And they believe they can shut InfoWars down. They win. Now, here's the deal. I had other guests coming on. I've cleaned the boards off. Zach was going to be on next hour. He can only be on for a few minutes next segment if he gets through. So we're going to have open phones in the third hour. Then in the fourth hour, Lionel always does a great job. He's going to be on. Paul Watson's going to come on Friday because people are so interested in it. He's so private. And since they have all these fake news articles out about Paul, he's not going to respond to their lies specifically. But we're going to talk about the 10 biggest stories he's ever broken and been part of for the first half of an hour. And the second half, we're going to talk about Paul Watson and his awakening and how he has, let's not exaggerate, 50 million fans. And how the globalists are obsessed with him if he would really take it to the next level. And what it's really been like behind the scenes. Alex Jones' protege, Paul Watson, is about to steal his crackpot crown. I mean, the articles of manipulation try to cause trouble in my office. And the dream of getting Paul to not work with us. And the idea that Paul wasn't supporting Trump early on, but Jones was. But then Jones threatened him, sources say. I don't tell people that I hire and I trust what to say. Jakari Jackson didn't like Trump. He talked about it all the time. He'd been here 4 years. He's a classy guy. He said, I'm going to go do comic books. It's been great. Vaya con Dios. That's a classy guy. No one here has been told what to say or what to do. They've just been told, try to get your facts as good as you can. If you make a mistake, retract it immediately. But you just read this stuff, and it's like, Jones paid Watson what people were paid in a year, a month. People are paid $5,000 a year? Paul was paid nothing the first 2 years he was here. Then he was paid a couple thousand a month. And then up to, like, I don't get his private stuff, but I mean, then he hired his brother, and I was paying $10,000 a month for him and his brother in London. That is, I pay Paul a little bit more now, but my goodness, he deserves more. I mean, he's a great journalist that works 16 hours a day. And you just read these total fiction things, and they assault everyone you know, your family, people that work for you. They tell lies. It's just crazy. But you know what they're going to do? I've got Paul this close to opening a London bureau and organizing other talk show hosts and a bunch of other stuff. And I think them harassing him has got him ready because they're so scared he spreads his wings. they write the article like I'm keeping him in a basement and I tell him what to say and I'm mad that he's successful. The opposite, BuzzFeed or Daily Beast or whatever the hell this fake Daily Beast is, it's the opposite. I told Paul, I gave you a raise 6 years ago to start coming on the show and to start speaking out because you're a smart guy and I need you on air. And that's why I made him go on air. I want him to get bigger than me. It's not an Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader analogy. It's the opposite of that. And people need to understand that. But that's how the left operates in their whole weird, jealous, whacked out world. That I keep Paul in a basement and that I chew him out constantly. It's the opposite. Paul can kill any story on InfoWars or Prison Planet anytime he wants. Kit Daniels, I trust Kit. He can do that now. Three people can kill any story anytime in case I'm not paying attention or something we think's wrong. Kit brought a story to my attention last week that absolutely was bad news and was rumor. And I unfortunately had to terminate somebody, and I'm going to leave it at that. But the point is that it's the opposite. I trust Paul more than myself sometimes because I do get wound up, man. It's not an act sometimes when I'm wild-eyed and, you know, and it's so Paul, it's the opposite. Paul is there helping me, and I help him some too on things. You know, I've taught him a lot, and he'll tell you that. But I don't mean to get off on a digression here. We're going to open the phones up, talk to Zach. It's just, I'm looking for men better than me. I'm looking for women better than me. I'm looking for people to put on in the field. And if somebody comes along way better than I am at all the skills I've got, like finding Paul Watson, like finding Owen Schroyer, you know, no credit in the little stupid articles to that. Oh, Jones is this knuckle-dragging buffoon who can't even tie his own shoelaces. That's why all these governments listen, intelligence agencies listen, all the rest of it. My skill on air, my oratory repertoire is not one-tenth of my main intellect. And I'm not bragging, just a fact. But I don't enjoy watching the sycophantic manipulations they put out that I know has an effect on some weak minds. Zach's coming up on the other side of this break. I need financial support. You know, the biggest thing you can do against the enemy is get products you absolutely need that make your life better, like air filtration, water filtration, highest quality supplements, great Patriot apparel, books, videos, you name it, or the culture wars at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. You get the real red pill that goes great with it. 50% off, and you get them as a combo. And free shipping on that little special. You can read the thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, there aren't reviews on new combos because they're only run for a week. So there's a bunch of new specials that have got to end. X2, we could extend the sale a little bit because we got an emergency shipment in. But supplies on that Deep Earth pure crystal form of it. All the other stuff makes me sick. Everybody else, too. I always knew that iodine was critical, but the stuff they had wasn't real atomic iodine. It was mixed with alcohol. It binds to it. Maybe, you know, eats holes in your stomach. Not this, folks. This is the real iodine. This is the real deal. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, limited supply.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're going to open the phones up in the second hour, but let me go right to Zach again, who soon will reveal his identity. I think he should do it sooner rather than later. He's worked for multiple U.S. government agencies, Army Special Operations, intelligence. He's been in the newspaper. He's been on TV before with other operations, and things he's done for the country. But he's been exposing not classified things, but just the understanding of the deep state and their moves against Trump and their moves against America. He's been picked up by the FBI, taken to Southcom or CENTCOM before in Florida. But now he was flying out of the international airport in San Francisco a few hours ago, right before the broadcast started, about 3 hours ago, in route to Dubai, and they grabbed him. And I know he can't get too much into his regular day job and the security detail he had and what they were taking to Dubai. But this is clear targeting, so he was going to be joining us today, ladies and gentlemen, but now he can't do that. He's got to go. Go ahead, Zach, break down what's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the call yesterday, and first and foremost, it's great to be on with you. Just a real, real crazy morning. Like you said, we were, attempting to travel, as we're trying to do again here, to Dubai out of San Francisco International there, and We had got our tickets, made it through, just about to make it through the security checkpoint where they take your ID and take us there. And we were pulled aside and escorted by a couple members from Homeland Security there. Then we get moved to the detention area there in the airport. And, of course, two FBI agents are there questioning the contents of an individual who I'm traveling with's bag, which happened to be external hard drives that, you know, are completely legal. They're all our information. That's our stuff. If they want them, they have to have a warrant to have that. They were claiming something else that I can't really get into right now. But obviously, it was a major intimidation tactic. But let's just say we held onto the hard drives. We stood up for what was right there, but they're making this very difficult for us. So my attorney currently does have the hard drives that we were attempting to travel with. But all in all, a pretty big intimidation process. And not the first time I've had issues with TSA, specifically in JFK, and you know, in Charles de Gaulle in France, I've had some issues there at the behest of our government, which is completely ridiculous because the idea that they don't know who I am or what's going on is a real problem. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to continue to prevail. But obviously, we're right over the target yesterday. Really got their attention. Just another day in the life of this. Pretty crazy stuff this morning.
Well, explain to people that the government's not one monolithic system. And just like Tosh Plumlee was able to give the exclusives on Benghazi 1 week after it happened because he was still flying missions, he'd been a whistleblower in Iran-Contra, a whistleblower in the church committees. People say, well, how's he still in the CIA if he exposed it? He was exposing criminal activities. Now he's had to leave to South America for his safety. So this is just incredible. What's ended up happening, I can't get into where he is specifically, obviously, but he's now done and made his final sacrifice basically before he had to just hide in the jungle to tell that. So to explain it to people how this works.
It's crazy. I mean, it's stratified compartmentalization. There's levels within sections. And of course, at some levels, there's perpetual chain of commands that are all flawed, but there are patriots. There are people who want to do the right thing here. And certain agencies are dug in more than others, obviously, but there's a lot coming out this week. And some of the stuff we hinted at yesterday, the stuff that Devin Nunes is getting into with the Five Eyes intel that's coming out on how Brennan really has been spying on Trump illegally. The information's actually out there now, and it's really going to start breaking this week. Under Brennan's leadership, the CIA was conducting complete illegal surveillance, like in defiance to the Five Eyes agreement, where, you know, the five countries, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the U.K., should be disclosing publicly what they're doing, not picking up information on citizens from outside of those countries and secretly, you know, using it as pretext to get FISA warrants and do all this other crap, not to mention the information coming out with the Iran deal and the $1.7 billion in cash and the real legal issue there that's going to come up and make that deal null and void. So we have a lot of information that's breaking, and obviously we've got their attention as of yesterday, and they're making my life pretty difficult right now, but we have to continue to fight because there's nothing else to do here. We must continue to fight. That's just all there is to it. There's no going back now. There's no tiptoeing. Everything's about to happen. We're in it right now.
And you see, and I'm not whining, I just want listeners to get this. This is not a Netflix action-adventure movie where they're coming after me, they're coming after you, they're coming after Trump. This is the real world. We're in a battle right now. And I didn't report this a month ago. I didn't tell you this because you're under such scrutiny and the rest of it. We don't talk on the phone. You know, you talk through the producers. I checked you out with some folks. They say you're a good guy. Then I looked you up. And of course, you were public. You didn't even tell me that. You just called in the show like a year ago, and I knew your info kept lining up with stuff that I already knew or that I learned later from really high-level people. I got a call, and then I got a visit. There's a lot of folks here in the Austin community. I'll just leave it at that. You know, leaders of former leaders of major groups, we all know that means you're never a former leader, one of those groups. And they were telling me what one of the directors wanted me to know, one of the sub-directors of the CIA. And I'm being told, and these guys don't tell you anything unless it's been authorized. And I'm like, why are you being told? And I trust these guys, but why are you telling me this? And they go, you can go with it. And I didn't. And about 2 weeks later, they go, why did you go with that? And I said, because it's the director of, well, you know, I'm not going to say. And then later I got another connection from somebody saying, hey, the director, you've been given this info. Why aren't you doing it? And then I saw ISIS is going to target CNN, the Federal Reserve, the UN. Then I saw all the preparation and then all the pieces went together. And then you're on air saying what I've told no one. And you didn't get that from the same people, did you?
circles interconnect when it comes to information, but that's coming from a very, very high-level source and certain think tanks that do not get that information confused that's as accurate as
well. Then let me ask you, what do you make of this? I've never had the people push stuff on that. That's why I didn't do it, because it was being pushed on me. But now you can see it makes sense. The media is doing pre-programming ahead of it, false flags against themselves.
Truly, there's more going on in each hour of these next coming days than have happened in months and years in recent history, because each move is being countered, and it's a very elaborate game being played right now. But like we spoke about, there is very, very serious, critical, and very credible intel out there about false flags being planned to be pulled off in this country on said targets that are obviously self-inflicted and will result in major, major ramifications in retaliation and, you know, sort of a narrative shift there. But yeah, we got to look at that. I'm in route actually right now. I'm going to have to jet here pretty quick. We're in route to Dubai. I hope to be joining you maybe, I don't know, within about a week or so and kind of give you an update, because some things will be breaking. Keep an eye on this Five Eyes agreement, what happened with Brennan, the $1.7 billion in cash to the Iranians, and truly looking for compromise. Jeff Sessions, some information possibly to come out. Who knows? Don't forget about the Kushner tapes either. Very
well, you've been saying the whole Iran thing last week on the show, and now that's coming out. I mean, what's the word on it? Because obviously there's the pallets of money, all the illegal activity with Iran, backdoor deals. Are you saying a lot of that's about to come out?
All of it's about to come out, predicated on the Syrian attack. You know, that Syrian attack pushed everything to the forefront, because things will be revealed. It's going to happen this week. Things are going to be revealed, and it's going to change.
So is Trump fighting back, or does it show he's still sliding, or was there some more sophisticated thing now that you know more?
Honestly, I think he's kind of cut between a rock and a hard place there. This deal that was made with the Saudis is very problematic, but maybe he thinks he could cross it at some level. But some of the information that's out there is pretty damning, and we just really have to back Trump and really get through it and say stick to the plan and do not appease these war hawks. Do not appease the military-industrial complex, because they will come for your neck, and there's just no question about it. They're coming for you. And you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, if you're in his situation. But he knew this when he was getting ready to run, when he was approached by military to become the next commander-in-chief. And, you know, this isn't a reality show anymore. This is a fight for his life and the fight for the Republic.
And all of our futures. But that's the problem, Zach. I'll let you go in a minute and a half, because we've got to break as well. It's a bad plan to let the Saudis take over Syria. And then it's a bad plan to let Iran run around doing what they're doing. It's all bad plans. What do you think we should do?
Honestly, what we should do is actually start the tribunals. Get right to it. Really uncover. Start with the pretext of fast and
furious. That's right, because there are deep networks in the government that aren't going to ever let us have peace. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Start with fast and furious as the pretext. Really get into what's been going on during that past administration. Start prosecuting. And at that point, during discovery, a lot of things will start to happen and start to open based on the narrative switching and things and happening. Listen, we said it yesterday. Whom have been committed treason in this country? Hillary Rodham Clinton committed treason in this country. Barack Hussein Obama has committed treason in this country. It is our duty, it is our obligation to call them out, to turn this momentum in a different direction, because we will not have another chance here. The next president that holds that position will not be a Donald Trump. It'll be a whitewashed Republican, or it'll be somebody from the left, and we're not going to have the chance we have now. We've got to seize the moment.
Oh, they're scared, and they're intending to show it up. Zach, you're absolutely right. I know you've got to go. As soon as you get to Dubai, let's get you on the broadcast. Your info has been spot on. Thank you so much, Zach.
Absolutely, will do. Have a good one.
All right, there goes Zach. Pray for him. We're going to come back and open the phones up on any subject you want to cover, and I got a ton of news I haven't hit and a bunch of video clips. Third hour straight ahead. Have you spread the links? Have you told folks about the show?
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.